Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet. You are tuned in, you are listening to the one and only Luna Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ajozie, show brought to you, sponsored by the one and only Magic Mind. Mentally fatigued, physically feeling fatigued, tired, need that mental clarity, go get your Magic Mind. Details are always below in the description, whether you're watching this on YouTube, whether you are listening to it on the podcast platforms. Do remember, this show is available on all podcast platforms such as Apple, Amazon, Spotify. You can find the Luna Lounge podcast there. Live every week on Wednesdays at 12:30 p.m. Bring it on. How you liking my Amillary Sphere? Hey, that's it. I need to have this sort of like really sort of like balanced up where, you know, people can see it. I think it's a great symbol. Welcome to the show. If you're tuning in, listening to the show for the first time, this is a show which aims to inform, entertain, educate in regards mainly astrology-focused, astrology-based, but it's also connected with other things. Although I haven't spoken about it, I have promised that I am going to start roping in maybe just a little bit of topics, you know, numerology. Well, I do tarot card of the week. That's going to be coming up later on in the show, more towards the end. Tarot card of the week. Competition time. We don't have a winner. However, I think people got caught up with the, you know, US elections. that's going to be the highlight of the day, isn't it not? Well. What can I say? Shout outs to all of you people who tune in, who listen, who download this podcast on various podcast platforms. Like I say, the numbers are still reigning in the likes of Brazil, Pakistan, Belgium. They're the top. UAE is coming up. Yeah, so I'm getting a bit of popularity growing up there in Dubai. Shout outs to everybody tuning in here in the UK as well. And welcome to the, I am live also. I'm streaming right now live. I'm on YouTube, of course. I'm on Instagram and I'm also on LinkedIn. Could you believe LinkedIn? Well, I went on LinkedIn because my Facebook account, and I'm going to be giving you guys a call, right? Because I've got a verified account. However, my Facebook account has been blocked. Like, I don't know. They said it was to do with, I posted, did I get naked one night and just, you know, Not that you want to be seeing me naked, but hey. Shout outs to everybody. Shout outs to Mason over there in New York. Shout outs to Anna. Shout outs to Dominic. Shout outs to Pretty. All tuning in here on the Instagram. Want to say, Tyrone, bro man, how you doing? It's been a while. We need to catch up. We need you on this show. Tiffany, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, is already being there in the chat saying, what a sad day for America. Why does it have to be sad? Why? Okay, we'll get to that. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Faye. Shout out to Yvette. people are coming in here all gutted about the US elections. So what that's been the highlight. What's the weather like though, where you are? Wherever you are, what is the weather like? Listen, it's just, it's kind of really gray, doom and gloom kind of color right over here. In, I was about to say New York there. I'm not in New York, I'm in like the UK. But hey, yeah, it's looking rather gray. Yeah, but that's what's expected for this time of the year, right? So it is what it is. So, yeah. Shout outs to everybody. Thank you. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show, a show which aims to, like I said, talk about the planetary, the cosmos, and how it's having its effect here on Earth. So, it is what it is. Shout out to Ludana. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? How are you doing? Hope you're well. Greetings to yourself as well. But yeah, we cannot ignore the news, right? It's, I don't care what channel you tune in on, what form of social media you're tuning on. It's all about America, America. Donald Trump, that brother is bulletproof. I don't care what you say. Listen, I sent an email early this morning to some of my astrological comrades, and I said, this, I'm going to do a piece on this. I'm going to put an article in one of the popular astrology magazines for future. This is a chart. I'm going to use Donald Trump's chart as a future chart, as in, listen, look at where those planets are and check for the next time there's going to be something of that nature similar for someone to have a child. Man is, but don't mess with somebody. Leo rising, Mars on the ascendant, conjunct Regulus, having a Jupiter. This guy is like, it's something else. I'm telling you, it's something else. But it is what it is. Let's see what he does while he's in office. Again, for those of you, of course, yeah, I know. You know, with politics, and just like many other things, of course, when we've got some kind of vested interest. Of course, we do feel sad when things don't go our way, right? Whether it's sports, with if your team wins, or, you know what I'm trying to say, you're, you know, on a high horse. When your team loses, then you've got to take that L. So such is life. You know, it is what it is. Shout out to Angela. Welcome to the show. So, yeah, it does go on like that. Hi, Geraldine. How you doing? Welcome to the show. Hope you are well. But yeah, listen, life is about you win some, you lose some, don't you? You know, 4 years ago, it was sad for Donald Trump. You were seeing him, how he was, you know what I mean? He took an L. Or did he? You know, because now it's all coming out now. A lot of people are talking about maybe that was a conspiracy, that was to kind of, you know, he did win the vote, but, you know, they rigged it in some kind of way. I don't know. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't. It's possible. Nothing's impossible, but we're never going to know now. And maybe you should have just let him run his two terms. Maybe you should have let him run his two terms. And this term, he would have been coming out, right? You know, maybe. I don't know. Listen, man. Who knows? It is what it is. But listen, this is my philosophy of life. I don't have a bone in this race, although I do know that because of the kind of giant that America is and the way the country that I'm in right now, London, UK, its connection with the US. They've got a long history. I do know that obviously certain decisions that they make over there, government or politicians that may make over there, are going to affect me on some kind of level. They're going to affect everybody on some kind of level. But I want you to listen. This is my philosophy. Every decision that you make, people, listen clearly, please. Every decision that you make in life, every act that you carry out, also affects everybody else also as well. It may be more subtle, and it is more subtle for most people. You don't really see it, but everything you do is affecting somebody somewhere in some shape or form, and it can be affecting them in a positive way or affecting them in a negative way. Now, the point I'm trying to make is that although, yeah, when election times come, people want to vote for this and vote for that, and yeah, and whatever they do or their policies will affect you on some kind of level, you've got to say, right, things which are outside, you know, your reach, things that you cannot control, don't get caught up with that. Not much point. There's nothing you can actually do. What you can do, though, you can control what's happening in your life. And this is what it's really about. It's about, yes, as a collective, the American people have voted Donald Trump. That's what it is. It is what it is. You know, he's, well, having said that, I said in one of the groups this morning, let's wait till the 20th of January first. Let him be sworn in. He ain't made it there yet, but he's the president-elect, but hasn't been sworn in. But okay, it's looking like it's going that way. But, and I'm not putting anything out there. I'm just saying that, you know, anything can happen. He ain't sworn in yet. So don't let these people in particular positions dictate how your life is going to be. We have to be in control of our own lives. We have to shape our own lives accordingly. So yeah, they may pass a law or they may say something that affects us on some kind of level. They may do something that raises taxes or lowers taxes or whatever. We've got to take that and utilize and say, okay, where, how does this affect me? And what can I do in order to shift and change my vibration, my consciousness, my way of thinking, so that, you know, I'm trying to say, the problem is with people is you give politicians too much power. You give politicians too much power. You give people in authority too much power. And one of the reasons why people do that is because it comes down to that Saturn, you know, that Saturn energy. You don't want to take responsibilities for your own actions. And this is what a lot of it comes down to. So it's all about taking responsibility for your own actions. Yeah, fine. They may have policies and they may have things that align with your agenda or what you are about or your policies or your philosophies. That's absolutely fine. And, you know, no, there's no politician in the history of mankind who is 100% perfect, who gets it right. Okay, you may have some that, okay, are more favorable than others. Most definitely. There's no two ways about that. Shout out to Lexi. Welcome to the group. But I'm just saying, like, don't let that, you know what I'm trying to say? Don't let that get to you. You know what I'm trying to say? Who gets in, whoever doesn't get in. How are you living your life? Because you know what? If you look at the history of humanity and the history of politics, I don't care who gets in. For most people, their lives do not change. It doesn't matter who gets in, whether it's the people that they want to get in or whether it's the opposite. Their lives of most people do not change. It stays the same, which tells you something. It's all about the people. It's you. It's about, on the individual level, how we are working with it. So he's in. I mean, one thing I can say, it's going to be exciting. Hopefully he puts an end to these wars, because literally, that's one thing that I'm a bit maybe hopeful about with him. Maybe he can put an end to these wars, because I'm sick and tired of all these NATO and Ukraine and Russia, and you're driving all of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? All that Middle East stuff. Yeah. And fine, you may say he's a bully. He's going to use bully tactics, or he's going to go use negotiation. He's a businessman. He knows how to cut a deal. So let him cut the deal. And fair enough, the deal may be for his own interest, but it could also favor people in the process. It could do. And I'm sure there will be some people it doesn't favor. That's fine. But it is what it is. People, live your life. Find out who you are. You know, hence why this show, right? You know, all about the astrology. We talk all about the planet. What planet is favoring you? Seems like Mr. Jupiter loves a Donald Trump. But what a chart that man has. Listen, don't underestimate it. I'm putting that up in the astrology journals and magazines, that for future astrologers, for the future. I'm talking astrologers in like 50, 100, 200 years time. Look out for any kind of chart like that. Yeah, so it is. Mason, she says only Lord Saturn knows. Of course, yes. Only Saturn knows. But, you know, the pendulum swings. And that's another thing with politics, which people don't seem to get. The pendulum swings. Somebody gets into office, they run a term, maybe two, then they come out. Then it goes the other way. And it just goes left, right. And it's the same two parties. Everywhere you go, it's the same two parties. Over here in the UK, it's Labour, Conservative. In the US, Republican, Democrat. There's no other. Come on, man. Please, wake up, people. This is a game, and it's a game you're playing by yourself. So don't get caught up in that nonsense. It's just the polarity of the ego, polarity of the soul, thinking that it's finding an alternative, a way out. It's thinking, it's hoping for a savior. Ain't nobody coming to save you. Nobody. Ain't nobody coming to save you. Some politicians will pass certain laws or do certain things that will favor some people, but there's always going to be some people it doesn't favor. That's how the world works. You cannot make everybody happy. You cannot satisfy everybody. It's all about taking your own responsibility and living your own life. But it is going to be interesting while he's in office how he's going to do it. But, you know, let's, whether you want to say hope and pray or whatever, but, you know, Donald is going to do what Donald does best, or does what he does, you know. It is what it is. Welcome to the show. After that rant, after that little preach. Tiffany's saying, y'all pray for us. He stacked up Supreme Court. He's also in the houses, the Senate. Yes. Now leading Republican. Yeah. Never good for the markets. Well, that's going to be quite interesting. That's going to be quite interesting in terms of how the markets go. But again, some businesses will boom, some businesses won't. It is what it is. It is what it is. You know, certain parts in time are going to be more crucial than others, but who in their right mind wants to lead a country? Think, like, you've got to be like, really? It's a poison chalice. Every leadership is a poison chalice. You know, I keep thinking he has made it. He has to make it till 20th of January too. Saturn's still going to go direct, which is his perfection lord, exactly. Because he's in that seventh house year. He's in an angular year. And guess what? I keep telling people that me and a few astrologers got into a bit of a, you know, because they were saying, oh, he's part of fortunes in the eighth house. He's part of fortunes in Pisces. I'm saying, no, it ain't. It's in Aquarius. It's in Aquarius. It's in that seventh house. And he came to that seventh house perfection, and boom, ain't no stopping him. It's a wrap. You know, and then people then say, oh, but then his Saturn's in the 12th and it can't see the 7th. Yeah, but it's in exaltation, mutual reception with Jupiter, and Jupiter can see it. So, hey, he gets in. So it's like, it's a madness. But anyway, it is what it is. It did look like Carmella was, I mean, she definitely tightened the gap big time. Mega, 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 big time. She definitely tightened the gap, like, I was saying last week, I said it did look like those transits were favoring her, but Tiffany said, easy to say from afar, we are living here in this foolery. No, I hear you, Tiffany. I know, listen, It's the same over here. Politics is the same everywhere you go. So we got our politicians too. Whatever country you go, there's always talk about politics. There's no, you know. But I do believe in taking personal responsibility always. I have sat in my first house. Well, yeah, you are the responsible one, or should be at least anyway. It is what it is. But hey, live your life, people. Live in the present. Do your best. Wish for a better future. It is what it is, man. Don't let whoever's in office or whoever's, whether you like them, whether you don't let them dictate to you, you know, how your life should be lived. Yeah. And everybody deserves to live life to the fullest. Everybody deserves to be in a place of, you know, progress and doing better in their life and to be able to earn money and to be able to, you know, the three, you know, food, clothes, shelter, you know, everybody deserves that, you know, to some decent level. We're not all going to be millionaires. We're all going to be wealthy. It's okay. But we all deserve to, I truly believe every human being deserves to have a happy life and to be fulfilled at least. Anyway, that's what we're seeking. Don't always get it, fair enough, but we can strive for it at least. So shout out. Shout out to people on Mason is saying, ha, those mutual aspects are the diamond thing. Yeah, definitely. Shout outs to Martina. Welcome to the show. Yeah, but it is what it is. I'll be bringing up the chart in a moment. Let's go to the chart. Let's see what's in the heavens. And let's see what the next, I don't know, what's happening for the month of November. I spoke a little bit last week, but I think we really got into the whole election thing, and now we are here. So yeah. Okay, let's bring up the chart for the moment, and let's stop wasting time. Let's see what the astrology is about. The moon is in Capricorn. We got a Capricorn moon, people. Hey. Yeah, we got a Capricorn moon. So, moon in Capricorn. So we're about to get serious, right? Got to get down and dirty. So we got Capricorn moon. So it seems like a Capricorn moon favored Donald Trump too. I don't know. You know. Okay. What have we got? Okay, there's been a Venus Jupiter opposition, but that's finishing now. Okay, coolio. The sun has finished trining Saturn, so the sun is pulling away. Is there anything? Mars has just entered Leo, but he's slowing down. I believe he's going to be going retrograde very soon. We shall see that in a moment. He's going to be going retrograde this month at some point. We shall see that in a moment, and we'll keep a close eye out on Mars. And although Mars is in Leo, he's still opposing Pluto at 29 degrees of Capricorn right now. So tension's still rising. There's been some tensions building, obviously, as we've seen. So, yeah, all right, coolio. Let's see how that somewhat plays out. What else have we got? Jupiter obviously is at 20. Jupiter's, I mean, we'll look at maybe the transits, although we did look at them last week for Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. So let's see how that fares out. But what's happening here? I mean, there's no major aspects. I mean, Mercury just finished trining Mars, but again, Mars is slowing down, although Mercury's faster anyway. So he's pulling away from the Mars. But there's no like exact or really upcoming transits right about now, is there? Let's face it. Not much. Nothing. Nothing to... but okay. One thing that will be coming up what's happening right now is we've got Venus is squaring Neptune right now, right? We've got the planet Venus, the planet of love, the planet of ideals, the planet of values. She's squaring the planet Neptune right now. And Neptune is all about the yearning to connect with something greater. Neptune is something higher. But Neptune can also be foggy. Neptune can also be the illusion. So what's happening here? It's quite interesting because if we have to look at this, especially in terms of US election terms, is our ideals an illusion? Have we been presented with an illusion? It's quite interesting to look at what planets are aspecting Neptune during the time of an election. And the closest one that we can find here, essentially, although there's a sextile with Pluto as well, but they're outer planets. I don't see them really in, for the immediate. And there's also a sextile also with Uranus also as well, which I feel is adding to it in some kind of way. It's quite interesting how all three outer planets are in aspect with each other. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. So Uranus is sextiling Neptune, Pluto is sextiling Neptune, and there's somewhat of a trine between Uranus and Pluto. So I think that's quite interesting, and I think that could also be telling us something. It could be informing us that, well, the three outer planets are to do with change on a collective level, which is, I suppose, when we look at US elections, which is always one of the biggest elections, being that they are the... that's always a question. Why does America have to be the rulers or the leaders of the new world? Okay. Get my back a little bit up about that. But okay, it is what it is. Why? Because you got the biggest economy? Or let me rephrase, is it because you got the bigger guns? I'm more likely gonna go with the latter. You got the bigger guns. Okay, but it is what it is. But the three outer planets, I think, coming together, they're in quite close aspects with each other, I think is very, very crucial. That is telling us something on a collective level, a shift happening on some kind of level. But going back to the Venus, Neptune, Venus is square Neptune. Venus is about our ideals. Venus is about our Venus is about what we love, of course, our values. And of course, when it's time of an election, of course, our ideals and our values are the things which are, you know, we're looking to project onto whoever it is that we may be voting for or whoever takes office. So could it well be that this particular planetary alignment between Venus and Neptune is showing us that we have a particular ideal, we have a value. However, Neptune is saying that value may not necessarily be real, or the way it's been presented to us, it's not real, it's an illusion. So we perhaps maybe need to scrutinize. It's a square, a Venus square Neptune. As I mean, it can be romantic, it can have a romantic element to it. And I suppose when it comes to things like what is happening now in the US with the new president-elect, there can be a very romanticizing, idealistic worldview. But the question is it real? Is it something that can materialize? Or are we just being fed an illusion? Are we buying into an illusion? So I think that's a very important question to ask over the next coming days while this Venus square Neptune builds up. If we go, let me just put it on days and let's just see how this is going to, I mean, Venus is going to square Neptune exact on the 9th of November. So, yeah, on the 9th of November, we're going to have an exact square of Venus, Neptune. People, you want to be careful under this aspect. So from now until the 9th, 10th of November, be careful of, because Venus is about pleasures. She's about indulging. And a square to Neptune, you don't want to be indulging in you know what. Maybe you need to be drinking a little bit of this, some water. You know, I'm always giving you heads up. Times to stay away from alcohol. And this is coming up to this weekend. So many of you may be going out partying, drinking. So you may want to be a little bit, you know. However, with Venus, Neptune, we can be looking at universal love. This can be a great time to perhaps implement universal love. It can be a great healing time also as well. It perhaps is pointing towards an aspect of our ideals or our values that need healing. So that is, again, Venus, Neptune square. So do watch out for the Venus, Neptune square, people, as that is, that's building up from now until, building up from now until, like I said, the 9th, 10th of November. Tiffany's letting me know US's progress moon is conjunct US progress moon is conjunct transit Neptune. Okay, so that's quite interesting. I think that could be playing also a heavy, again, I think, again, people, there may be a fog there. I mean, there could be some, you see, the thing is with Neptune is very often people, I mean, although Neptune, I mean, in a way is malefic, but it doesn't have to be malefic. It's often our response to it. So with Neptune, again, just like every planet, has its positives and negatives. And I think with Neptune is the negative is that, yes, it can cloud, it can be foggy, it can be illusions, it can be escapism, it can dissolve anything which it comes into contact with. That's Neptune's job. But also, you know, with Neptune, we see imagination, we see dreams, we see inspiration, idealism, we see a universal love, we see elements of spirituality. So I think these can be very, it can work either way. I think it's interesting that you point out that the USA's progressed moon, because the moon represents the people. So that is interesting. So the fact that it's conjunct Neptune, I think there's going to be something there about they need to really look into to be inspired and search their ideals. If not, they can be hoodwinked and fall for an illusion, something which is not real. So I think that's really... But I think also with Venus squaring this Neptune also as well may be alluding to also that same thing in regards to our values and what we love and our ideals. So that's quite interesting. But that perfects, we're going to have a Venus Neptune. Be careful of the money also as well. Venus is connected with money. So Venus squaring Neptune, you know, money just becomes like water, especially on a square. It can just run through your hand. It just comes in one hand 1 minute and goes out the other. And don't be spending your money on liquor. Alcohol, that is, because I'm sure there's going to be quite a bit of that this weekend. So that's the Venus square Neptune. What else do we have? Anything else happening here? What's going on? Okay, so Mercury, are you doing anything? Okay, so starting from, again, approximately about the 9th, let's say from the 9th of November, we're going to be having a square from Mercury to Saturn. Mercury is going to square Saturn. This can be a difficulty in communications. It can be a difficulty in travel. It can be a difficulty in any kind of, you know, computer literacy, gadgets. So you do want to be mindful about that, Mercury-Saturn. The Mercury-Saturn square is going to perfect on the 12th of November. On the 12th of November, we're going to have an exact square of Mercury-Saturn. So people, if you are traveling around this time, if you're doing anything connected with telecommunications, computers, traveling, phone calls, emails, trade, Mercury rules trade. So for those of you who are traders out there, you perhaps maybe want to bear this in mind. 12th of November could be a little bit difficult, could be a little bit challenging. Things may slow down. Things may come to a bit of a halt. So you definitely want to be watching out for that. I just want to shut my door. It's getting a little bit chilly. So you want to be watching out for the Mercury square Saturn. Also, as well, around this time, you want to be very constructive in your communicating styles, especially on the 12th of November. So, but it starts from about the 8th, 9th of November. We're going to get the build-up actually on that day. If you're traveling on that day, make sure you, if it's international travel, make sure you get to the airport early, make sure all your documents are in place, and so on and so forth. So there could be some restrictions there in regards to that. Make sure you fact check everything, yeah? Saturn Mercury is all about fact checking. It's all about being on point, right? So we're having that. Okay, what else are we having in relation? Okay, so we have Mercury is going to square Saturn. Just trying to look here at any other thing. After that, Mercury is going to make his way to oppose Jupiter. The Sun is going to be trining Neptune. Who's going to be first? okay. First and foremost, on the 15th of November, people, there's going to be a full moon in Taurus. There's going to be a full moon in Taurus on the 15th of November. The full moon is always about things peaking, things coming to a head, things coming to completion, things being revealed. Maybe we may get a bit of a revelation again around the U.S. Elections that has just taken place. Maybe some revelations about the new president-elect, Donald Trump. And I think this is going to be quite interesting because this full moon is going to be landing in Donald Trump's 10th house. Right? And the 10th house is to do with career. So do watch out for what happens between the 15th of November to approximately about the, let's say, the 15th of December. Let's put that will be the rough ballpark. Within that month, I think that's going to be very, very interesting. I think there's going to be a lot of information. There's going to be a lot of revelation which comes out in regards to Mr. Donald Trump because this full moon is landing in his 10th house. As a matter of fact, this full moon is actually landing near Donald Trump's midheaven. And I believe Uranus is not too far away from his midheaven at the moment. And he's a Uranian kind of character anyway, right? He's very, different eccentric, individualistic. You know, even though he's a part of this Republican Party, he's doing his own thing. It's like he's just using the Republican Party as a platform. He really has his own. He could have easily set up his own independent party. It would probably be too much hassle, but he could have easily just created his own party and still won. So he's kind of independent in that sense. However, it is what it is. But yeah, so this full moon is quite interesting in terms of how, this full moon is quite interesting because this full moon in Taurus, and it's a good full moon in Taurus because the moon is exalted in Taurus, and the full moon is when the moon is at her greatest, is when she's at her most powerful. But this full moon in Taurus is going to be conjunct Uranus. So we can expect something eccentric. We can expect something explosive that's going to be happening. And it's quite interesting because it's hitting a place in Donald Trump's chart, which is very, very sensitive, which is his 10th house and his MC. So I'm putting it out there from the 15th of November to the 15th of December. Watch what happens, because there's going to be like a shocking moment, especially with Uranus. Very unpredictable, and we know that's the kind of character that Donald Trump is. He has Sun Uranus conjunct in his chart. So he's a very Uranian character. And now we're having a full moon that is going to be hitting his midheaven, and it's going to be also conjunct Uranus as well. So it's a full moon with a bit of a bang. Yeah? So let's watch what happens there. So that's going to be on the 15th of November. Put that down in your diaries, baby. Full moon. Make sure you get your crystals out, baby. Make sure you get those crystals out and you get them charged. We like a full moon in Taurus, don't we? Of course we do. We got the whole Taurus head here also as well. So we represent in the full moon in Taurus to the full. So that's going to be on the 15th of November. So note that down. So charge your crystals, people. We've had the new moon in Scorpio, which was on the 1st. And we got the crystals here. So great time to start getting them charged. Now the moon is waxing. It's a waxing phase. So it's growing, so perhaps maybe a few more, like a few days just before the full moon. What I tend to do, so probably around maybe the 12th, 11th, 12th, I will bury crystals, put them in a plant pot, bury them, and uproot them, and then I'll put them in some salt water, proper sea salt, if you're doing that, like, you know, Himalayan sea salt or, you know, that coarse sea salt, and, soak it overnight, put it maybe near the outside where the moon's light can hit it, right? Charge it all up, man. Loving the charged crystals. So yeah, so that's the full moon. Make sure you get those. And I'll be probably speaking a bit more about that, some of the rituals that you can be doing around that time for those of you who like to tap into the full moon energy. So that's going to be on the 15th. What else is happening? So on that 15th, we're going to be having also an opposition from Mercury to Jupiter. Mercury to Jupiter. Mercury, the planet of communication. Now, what's interesting is they're both in a mutual reception. Mercury is in Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter's in Gemini, ruled by Mercury. So, okay, they're opposing each other. Well, this is really about information. It's about information spreading. It's about information gathering. It's about information dispersion, we could say. So this is going to be quite an interesting time here. I would say round about mid-November, you want to be very cautious about what kind of information you're coming into, how you're taking in information, what kind of information you're spreading. This can be a great time for learning, but I think you have to be very interesting with that, because we've got Mercury at one end and we've got Jupiter at the other end, the planet of expansion. So that's going to really expand any kind of... So you want to be making sure, like, whatever information you are taking on or you are learning or you're listening to is coming from a proper source. And whatever information that you are telling people, or whether you're telling them, teaching them, whether you're writing it, you want to make sure it's thorough also as well. Because this can be a real, like, things blown out of proportion, you know, misunderstanding of communications. You know, we could get that with this opposition. It's an opposition. So there could be lots of, maybe debates, maybe lots of conflict of interest, conflict of words. I think we could get that with this Mercury-Jupiter opposition. So that's going to be, that's really starting even from before the new moon, before the full moon on the 15th. So you're probably looking at really from about the 14th of November. But that is going to perfect, the opposition of Jupiter, Mercury, Jupiter is going to perfect on the 17th of November. On the 17th of November is when that opposition is going to perfect. So watch out for that. It's all about communications. Could maybe favor things like travel and stuff like that. The energies could be a little bit volatile around about that time, especially for the markets also as well. So you want to be very mindful there. But however, we've got the Sun trining Neptune. Now, the Sun trining Neptune is also going to be starting from about the 14th, 15th of November. But the Sun and Neptune really come together on the 18th, 19th of November. We're going to have a trine from Sun to Neptune. This can be a very healing time. It can be a time, and the Sun is already in Scorpio, which is a water sign. So it's quite sensitive right now, as why people are sensitive around about this time. I suppose that always happens for US elections as well, because they always have it at that same time of the year, don't they? So this the time when the Sun is in Scorpio, when it's very, you know, hence why a lot of intensity perhaps comes a lot, you know, comes through or comes with the US elections. But either way, what I'm trying to say is that the Sun trining Neptune, it can really be a great time for being compassionate, tapping into that empathetic way, and perhaps helping others and trying to connect with people and offer, you know, compassionate acts that can lead to world healing in some kind of way, is the Sun trining Neptune. Can be good for also, any kind of quote-unquote whatever spiritual activities, for example. That's the Sun Neptune. So that's very, very good. There's a nice ease of energy right there. I just wanted to go back a bit because I also noticed that on the 11th of November, the planet Venus is going to move into Capricorn. On the 11th of November, Venus moves into Capricorn. Business as usual, baby. That's Venus in Capricorn. So Venus is going to move into Capricorn on the 11th of November. Then where was I? So I spoke about the opposition of Mercury, Jupiter. Then the Sun is going to trine Neptune. Correct? Yeah. Full moon's on the 15th. What else are we getting? Are we getting anything else happening here? So the trine is going to perfect itself on the 19th of November. The Sun will trine Neptune on the 19th of November, 18th, 19th of November, exact. Okay, so time for healing, time for, we get all that. What else is going to be happening here? Oh, Let's talk about Mr. Saturn. Saturn is going to be going direct on the 16th, 17th of November. Saturn has been retrograde for the last, what, 4 or 5 months? Saturn, the planet of structure, response. Now, I think this is very, very interesting. And as Tiffany pointed out, this is the planetary lord for which Donald Trump is running under. So that's going to be going direct. So that's going to be interesting how that plays out, maybe for the likes of Donald Trump. Shout outs to Mary. Hello, House, she says. Great to have you here. Thanks for joining on board. So I think that's going to be quite interesting, and perhaps maybe how that, because it's Saturn going forward, so he's building momentum, he's moving better. So is that going to be reflected perhaps maybe in the, if you want to say, the characteristics, if you want to say, over the course of the, you know, following year and while he gets inaugurated. But Saturn will be moving direct. This can be good for certain businesses, for example. This can be really be a good time. I mean, things where we've perhaps maybe, you know, where we've been stuck, where we found ourselves really not moving so much, can really start to, you know, pick up again, and we can start to move a bit forward. Although Mr. Mercury's racing ahead right now and looking like, but we'll speak about that in a moment. But yeah, I mean, Saturn will move direct on the 16th, 17th of November. So he's coming out of retrograde. I mean, there's been lots of planets retrograde. Pluto's also moving direct as well. On the 20th of November, 19th, 20th of November, the planet Pluto moves into the sign of Aquarius. Finally, the planet of power, the planet of rebirth, transformation, the planet of, I don't want to use that word, I don't want to scare people, planet of the underworld, really connected with our inner subconscious and perhaps even connected with certain fears also as well. Although Saturn is the fears, but nevertheless, Pluto has his fears also as well. But there's something there about, you know, moving into Aquarius, which is a zodiac sign, an air sign, which is very humanitarian orientated. It's very people orientated. It's very group conscious orientated. We are about to witness for the next, 15, 16 years, how long Pluto's going to be in Aquarius. Nearly 20, I think, actually. It's going to be quite. But for the next, let's say, 15 to 20 years, we're going to be witnessing how Pluto is going to be transforming humanity. This is a huge, he popped in already earlier again this year, and then now he's going in for good. So we're really going to be seeing a huge transformation with the people. Let's hope you all, you know, wake up. Shout out to Fane. Bonjour. In the south of France. Hey. Lucky for some people. Some people are in the south of France. In where are you? Nice? Marseille? Are you in Cannes? You know. are you in Saint-Tropez? Please let us know. But bonjour. Welcome to the show. So, yeah. So that's going to be all part of that. With Pluto moving into Aquarius. So huge shift. So I think that's going to be quite interesting. Let's see what happens roundabout again, 19th, 20th of November, when Pluto finally makes that move into Aquarius and still going to be being opposed by Mars. So technically speaking, The Mars-Pluto is still in effect. So a lot of tensions, people. There's a lot of tensions out there. It may be a bit subtle, but there's a lot of tensions out there. Make no mistake about it. Avignon. Okay. Did I pronounce it right? Avignon. I've heard of it. Never been there. She's saying there is a place of the popes in Avignon and the famous bridge. Oh, I must visit. Mm. Sounds quite nice. So there's a lot of tension out there with this Mars-Pluto. I'll speak perhaps maybe more about that next week. But I think I'll leave it there. That brings us to the 20th of November. Anything else? Yeah, so I think I'll leave it there for now. Anything else? No. I'll leave that there for now. We're on that Mars-Pluto opposition. And I'll talk more about that again next week, and then we can look at the rest of the month of November and what it's looking like. Very interesting. Well, it is what it is. What else did I want to look at? I think that was it. That was it. Competition time. It is that time of the that time of the day. I asked a question last week. I said I asked a question last week about what color was associated with the seventh house. I didn't get any. I hardly got any answers. I think people were too into the election. The elections is on, right? Maybe I shouldn't have set one. But Christian got back to me. He said pink, as it represents partnerships, revelation. So he's connecting it with the the color that's associated with the seventh house is black. And one of the reasons why it's associated with the seventh house is because that is the place that represents the west, where the sun sets. So it represents, it's bringing in a darkness. So that's why it is associated with black. No joy there. No winner. Only one person entered the competition this week. What is going on? everyone was too busy looking at who was going to be winning the elections. Okay, so question this week. Let me put up the the email for those of you, and for those of you who are listening to the recording, as most of you actually do, the email address where I ask a question and the answer needs to be emailed at, the email address is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. That's where you send the answer to. For those of you who are watching the YouTube, and for those of you who are watching live right now, it's on your screens. That's it right there, right? That is the email address. So email here, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Next week, Wednesday at midnight, from Wednesday midnight, that's when you, so it's the first, at midnight GMT time or UK time, for those of you who are outside the UK. And I ask a question, and the winner gets 30 skrilla, £30. It can buy you a bottle of wine. Maybe you can buy a bottle of wine and celebrate with Trump, maybe. I don't know. Who knows? But it is what it is. Okay. The question is, I've got actually a number of questions. I don't know whether to. Seems like no one's getting these, and they're going to be getting harder. I hope you know that. They need to be getting harder also as well. So, but I'm going to try and find a simple one, so to speak. Okay. What planet rules peacocks? That is the question. What planet rules peacocks? Peacock? What planet rules peacocks? The first person who inboxes me at the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com next week, Wednesday at 12 midnight, Wednesday, 12 midnight, GMT midnight, that is. For those of you who are across the pond in the US, it will be earlier in the day. For if you're on the East Coast, it could be around 7 p.m. and could be even earlier for those of you on the West Coast. What planet rules peacocks? Okay, a peacock. You all know what a peacock is? Right. What planet rules it? First person who inboxes me at the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com wins £30. Yeah, that's how it's about to go down. What else? I need to plug myself. People say I don't plug myself enough. I've been plugging myself. I mean, and people are still saying I'm not plugging myself enough. What you think so? I wasn't going to do it, but I've decided to do a kind of like a Black Friday kind of thing. I was pondering on it. I've noticed I've been getting a lot of emails. Oh, Black Friday. Oh, maybe I should do one as well. Okay. All right. Okay. What's happening? Astrology courses. First and foremost, got to plug my astrology courses. Yeah. People, I don't care what you say, my astrology courses are the best. They are the friggin' best. Nobody's giving what I'm giving. You have a lifetime access for my astrology courses. There are three modules. You have to complete foundation, fundamentals level, intermediate level, advanced level. There are three modules. You can learn at your own pace. Sign up at any time. You have access to your own portal. There's an app coming soon also as well, people. There's an app. I'm launching an app very, very soon. So you will be able to access classes and information on your phone. Not that you can't do that now anyway with the way that I've got it set up. You can still access it on your phone anyway. But I think it's just a bit more kind of direct. You just go to the app, right? And just log in. So you have your own personal portal. There's quizzes. There's games that are also a part of the, it's a certified astrology course. So you do get a certificate. On completion, there is an exam that you have to take, but you do get a certificate on completion on all three modules. People, get signing. I'm going to be doing there's going to be like a bit of a discount coming up. So you may want to take full advantage of that. There's going to be like a 30% discount coming up. So if you're interested, I'm just doing it for the Black Friday. As soon as December hits, prices are changing. And next year, the prices are going to double. Okay? So you get access to all the recordings. Every week, new material is uploaded. And there are live classes taking place every week. As a matter of fact, I'm even contemplating, I think I'm going to be doing it, I'm going to be doing two. There's going to be two live classes. So if you can't make one, you could also come to the other based on your time zone. People, are you listening? Yeah, I hope you are, because there ain't no other astrology course like this. If there is, let me know. So you get access to recording materials, reading materials, everything's uploaded. All the recordings are also, record. All the classes are recorded. Minutes are taken also as well. So that also goes up. So you can read a summary about each class and each topic. And like I said, new material gets uploaded every week. Every week there is new recording material and listening. And there is, so depending on what stage you're at, if you've got any questions, need any explanations, come to the live classes and I'll explain anything for you depending on where you are at. No problemo. So you want to get signed up. There's a 30% discount coming up. Hasn't actually been set up yet, but it will be set up today. So if you're interested, also as well, affiliate marketing. If anybody wants to earn a bit more money, you can sign people up. You can you get your own affiliate link. And if people who sign up through you, you get 25%. Again, nobody's giving this. You get 25% for each sign up that comes through you. So it can be a way also of making some extra additional income for you. That's astrology. Hit me up, people. What else? I'm also going to be doing a bundle for those people who may want to, who are interested in doing the foundation, the intermediate, and the advanced. So there's going to be a bundle package. So you get a big discount on that too. Palmistry. Hit me up, people, if you are interested in, I'm doing Palmistry. You can, I'm doing a free session. For those of you who follow me on my social media, you would have seen the post. I have put up a post and the link is also there as well in the post. But if not, hit me up. That's the email address right there on the screen, sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. I'm going to be doing a free introduction to palms and face reading tomorrow, 7 p.m. UK time. Did you hear me? Tomorrow, Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time, I'm going to be doing an introduction on palmistry, going to be talking a little bit about the hands and the lines on the hands, and also about the face reading and giving you nice little pointers, things to take away and you can think about. So hit me up, sacredplanets@gmail.com, if you're interested in attending. Absolutely free. And essentially, it's like, again, an introduction to palmistry, to face reading, and to the course which I'm going to be starting, which should be starting next week. I've also got numerology. This universe is run by numbers. You have a number, and you have various numbers that are running through your life. Numbers, date of birth number, what day were you born, what month were you born, what year were you born, what number door do you live at, what's your mobile number, what's your license plate number, for those of you who drive. Numbers, numbers, numbers. They all have meaning. And I'm going to be showing you how you can utilize these numbers to enhance your life big time. Mega. So for those of you interested also in the numerology course, I'm going to be doing a free introduction. That's going to be next week. I'm going to be doing a free introduction. For those of you who follow me on the social media, you should be seeing those posts. So do definitely watch out for them. And I'll often put the link there as well, so for you to be able to attend. But if not, you can also hit me up at sacredplanets@gmail.com. So please hit me up on that if you are interested in the numerology course as well. So astrology's running. I'm currently doing a tarot course. It's currently coming to an end. People, I'm doing tarot card. There's going to be a tarot card course starting in about 2-3 weeks' time. It's intermediate level. For those of you who have done the beginner's level with me, you should be equipped now and should be ready to go to the intermediate level. So now we're going to the intermediate level. It's going to be far more deeper, looking at the cards, looking at deeper meanings. Right. So welcome on board. That's going to be in 2-3 weeks' time. So that's for the intermediate level. Again, with all my courses, you have lifetime access. You have lifetime access. All the recordings are there. All the reading material is there. There's often plenty of reading materials for you to download also as well that you have download access to. you've got access to the videos, it's a no-brainer and very often gets updated also as well. So you want to jump on board. And now because this whole Black Friday, I'm going to be doing, you know, a little bit of discounts. So you want to get on that. So astrology, it's already running. You can sign up anytime. Come on board. You're there. We're waiting for you. Tarot card for beginners and for the intermediate coming soon. Okay. Because I'm just finishing off the course this weekend. That's going to be finishing. And then after that, I'll be starting a new one again for beginners. Palmistry, there's a free introduction. That's going to be tomorrow, Thursday at 7 p.m. So make sure you sign up for that. What else? And numerology. Lots of courses, baby. I told you, this is the year. You want to know what's going on? We're going to be getting into it. So yeah, sign up. Where are we at right now? I believe we're at the tarot card of the week, right? And then we bring the show to an end. Tarot card of the week. So let's see what tarot card comes out. And we can take that there. Just shuffling the cards. What's gonna be the card of the week today? Okay, all right. I'm just gonna split the cards. You know me. How about let's go deep inside. Let's say this one. What we got? Ooh, we got the Page of Cups. Interesting. This is about a young energy. The Page of Cups indicates a new love. When I say new love, if maybe for some of you it could be romantic. It's possible. Why not? But it's about, you know, falling in love with something. It could be someone. It could be a place. Could be a thing. This is what this card is about. This card is indicating that over the course of the next week, we're going to be in that space where we're discovering, we're coming from a young place and discovering something new that we're going to be falling in love with in our life. Is what the Page of Cups essentially is about. So emotions are going to be in a youthful kind of place. With this card, I would strongly advise that we be like a child, be like a young person, yeah? And because then we can soak it up. This card is also about learning something new, embarking on something. So we're learning something that's going to be beneficial for our emotional development. So fall in love with something. Could be a hobby, could be a person, could be a place, could be a thing. Open up the heart so that we can fall in love with that. Somebody's asking, what's the name of those tarot cards, please? This is the Morgan Greer deck. I should put that in the chat. But yeah, Morgan Greer deck is where it comes from. So it's all about falling in love again. Let me put that in the comments. I very rarely type I think it's spelled like that, something like that. Morgan Greer. There it is. I don't think I spelled Greer correctly, but I forgot the Y. Anyhow, Morgan Greer. If you just put in Morgan Greer, you'll find it. But the Morgan Greer deck. So this is what the Page of Cups is about. It's about seeking something new, a new love. a new ideal, opening up, and be prepared to learn. Go with the flow. Open up. That is what, that is the tarot card of the day. Fane is asking, a summary of each class. This is great and very useful. Are you asking me for a summary or are you understanding the summary? This is great. Seven today. Nobody's doing what I'm doing with my classes. You get like really, really like you're going in. There's no if, buts, or maybes. Again, learning your own time, anywhere in the world. You just need a decent internet connection and bang. And I'm going to be looking to do two classes a day. So it's going to be on Tuesday. So there's going to be one approximately around 1 o'clock in the afternoon and another one around 6 o'clock in the evening. So you could come on board whichever one, depending on your time zone. And again, all classes are recorded and you also have access to recordings as well. And again, every week gets updated. So lots of info. Get on board, sign up. What else? I think that's it. We've come to the end of the show. The Lunar Lounge podcast, a show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind. Remember, as a courtesy of this show, you do get a discount. The discount code is always posted below. For those of you watching on YouTube, I mean, you won't see it now, but anytime, I mean, after this show, the details will go up on the YouTube channel. It's also going to be posted also on the podcast platforms, Amazon, Spotify, Apple. It's all there and the information is there. So go get your Magic Mind if you're feeling mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, and you need something au natural. Nice little shot. This bottle is powerful. I'm telling you. Keep you up. Go. I want to thank each and every single one of you. Fane is saying, this is what you said about your course. So this is useful. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'm trying to advertise myself. I don't know. I don't do a good job, but I try. Well, people say I don't do a good job. People... it's been good. For those of you in America, don't threat, man. Life is what you make it. Always remember that. I don't care. Ain't no politician, nobody, no man, no woman, or beast can... what's the word? Create your life for you. You create it yourself. We are all responsible for our own doings. We create our own reality, okay? So don't you worry who's in office or who's not in office. Worry about or focus on who's in your office. And your office is here, yeah? Yeah? Don't let people out there be living in your head rent-free. Here is where you need to be, where I am. In the heart, in the mind. That's what counts. Your spirit and your soul. Coco's asking, what's in the bottle? Ooh, what would you like to know? Do you want me to go through the ingredients in terms of it? It's got matcha, spirulina, but it's all natural. But if you're somebody who wants to really get that, go check out Magic Mind. Their details are often in my, if you go on any of my, I mean, it will be put up today shortly after this, wherever you're watching it, if you're watching it on YouTube, if you look at the past videos, I always put their list there and you can also get the, and you can go on. And actually, also, I need to, I announced this last week, hopefully by next week, they've got gummy bears coming. So gummy bears coming soon, right? They've got the gummy bears of this. Oh, that's good. So if you're somebody who likes a bit of a thing, go get your gummy bears. But this this drink is like, I'll be doing press-ups and press-ups and press-ups. You can't even hang with me right now. I've got energy for days with this. I mean, normally I used to just drink the whole bottle, but I don't even do that no more. I just drink half of it, literally. I mean, it's a small bottle. It's not, you know, you know, nothing big at all. But yeah, it's really good. All natural stuff. So yeah, you want to get that. And courtesy of the Lunar Lounge, you get a discount. I think it's 20% off. I'm not too sure. But yeah, go get your bottles, man. People, I've come to the end of the show. Thank you very much. Thank you for participating. Shout outs to everybody. Faye, Yvette, Angela, Coco, Mary, Tiffany. Everybody. Fane, Mason, all of you guys here on the Instagram. I want to thank you very, very much. Lamiz is saying, hi, will you have two classes a day of what course? Oh, that's the astrology. So I was speaking about the astrology, the foundation for astrology, which is on Tuesdays. So there's going to be two classes a day. Yeah. So for people, you know, again, you things I do, I tell you. Anywho, so you're getting recordings, you're getting live, you're getting it all. It's all good. People, let me know what's happening. I'll be with you again next week, same place, same time. Shout out to Jackie's missing. Yeah, she's somewhere in warm Ghana, perhaps. Not thinking about this show. So that's probably what's happening here. But people,
welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Thank each and every single one of you. Thank you for your participation. Wherever you welcome have been tuning in and logging in from. Jack, yeah, you missed it, Jack. You're just coming in now. When the outro is playing, you hear it. It is what it is. You're gonna have to catch the recording. The recording should be uploaded again in the next 5 minutes. So yeah, you'll be able to catch it there. I've gotta go. I've got places to go and people to see and appointments to make. On that note, you have been listening to the Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel and Josie.
Welcome.
People, stay blessed, stay good. I'll be with you again next week, Wednesday, from 12:30 p.m. UK time, as usual. And on that note,
welcome.
I am out. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Bahamakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.